everybody. This is our final chapel of our missions conference. We're excited to have Brother Barker. He is headed to Nigeria, and he may talk a little bit about it, but his time is limited today. And so you guys listen. How many of you got your Bibles again? Brought your Bibles one more day for chapel. Amen. Let me see them. Hold them up. Let me see them all. I'd like to see all the different colors and all the different ones. All right. Open them up as Brother Barker comes. You come, brother.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Turn with me to the book of Jonah, if you will. Book of Jonah. So just to be on the safe side, because I know y'all are very much looking forward to going to class. The analog clock and the digital clock is not enough. I've got a timer, a stopwatch on here to make sure that I get y'all out no later than a little bit before the time I was given. So Jonah chapter 1, I was going to read a few verses there, but let me say this while y'all are turning around for it. I'm very glad and grateful for the opportunity to be here. For one, just looking across this auditorium and seeing some of the finest young people I've seen across this country. And I sincerely mean that from the very young people that are sitting up straight, that are paying attention, that are looking this way. You don't see that too often. And it encourages my heart. The hope of the whole world is in this room right now. Okay? If God is going to reach the world with the gospel, he's not going to reach the world with the gospel from Wrigley Field. Okay? He's not going to reach the world with the gospel from another system of beliefs. He's going to reach the world with the gospel with young people like you. And to see you, I've been able to talk with you a little bit, some of you, and get to hear, like, you know, how long you've been here and what you're planning on doing when you graduate. And it's encouraged my heart. And let me tell you this, you have, each and every single one of you have what I wish I had. Okay? I did not go to a Christian school, but my children will be reared in that fashion. I wish I had what you had. I wish I had a godly mom and dad that took me to church and made sure that I was going in church and that I was raised that way. And I'm telling you right now, if you continue in the faith after you graduate, or even if you just decide to go a different way, when you're about my age, you're going to be, either scenario, you're both going to be glad that you came here. The things and the things that you have been taught and the skills you've learned is going to help you throughout your entire life. And I hope you can appreciate that. Let's look at Jonah chapter 1, starting at verse 1. The Bible says, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And he went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." This is not necessarily a sermon, so to speak. I have a collection of thoughts, things that I want to impart to you, things that you can learn from the life of Jonah and from the book of Jonah. Number one, I want you to know that God can use anybody. God can use anybody. In this case, Jonah ran away from the presence of the Lord, not just from God's will for his life. He was trying to run away from the very presence of the Lord, and God still used him. Now, have you ever told God that you would do whatever it is he wants you to do, that you would go wherever he wants you to go? Jonah very well have said that at some point in his life. Look at Jonah chapter 2 and verse 9. The Bible says, "But I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord." Seems to indicate that at some point in his life, he said, "God, I'll do whatever you want me to go. I'll do whatever you want me to do." And then God said, "I want you to go to Nineveh." And Jonah said, "Oh, no, 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 I don't want to go there." It'd be the equivalent of nowadays a young person saying, "You know what, Lord, I love you. I just heard this message at Missions Conference. I'll go wherever you want me to go. I'll do whatever you want me to go. I'll do whatever you want me to do." And then God says, "Okay, I want you to go to Africa." And you say, "Oh, no, 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 I don't want to go there. Lord, I'll go to Canada. I'll go to England. I'll go to Scotland. I'll go to Ireland. I'll go to somewhere where I can maintain my standard of living. I don't want to go all the way to Africa and live in a hut." And you know what? Jonah here, he may have said the same thing, that he'd do whatever God wanted him to do. But then when God came to him and told him what he wanted to do, he had second thoughts. And I'm telling you right now, if he had his life to do over, I'm sure now he would most definitely go and do what God wanted him to do. And right away, without hesitation. And listen, Jonah didn't even want the people of Nineveh to get saved. And for the sake of time, I'll go over that verse. I'm trusting that all of you are very familiar with that. But, you know, when Jonah, God knew that he didn't want them to get saved, but God still chose and wanted him to be the one to go there. And if you read about what Jonah preached, he didn't even go down there and preach the way that, you know, Jeremiah the prophet with tears and weeping, you know, come back to Jehovah, he loves you, he's a very merciful God. He didn't preach some of the same ways that Isaiah or some of the other prophets did. If you read the Bible in the book of Jonah, he said, in 40 days, you're all going to die. Every single last one of you, you're doomed. And it wasn't necessarily the message or the messenger. It was God preparing people's hearts. And you say, well, Lord, I can never be a preacher. I can never, hopefully all of you are soul winners. I can never go up and tell somebody about how to go to heaven. I'm not very eloquent. And let me tell you this. It's not necessarily your personality. It is God preparing people's hearts. And God wants people saved more than anything else. No, Jonah had his, you may think that you're not good enough for God to use, but let me tell you right now, God can use you. God wants to use you. Now, I'm not saying every young person ought to go into full-time Christian service, but every single young person should be willing to go if that's what God wants for your life. And let me tell you, you'll never be happier doing what God wants you to do. So if God wants you to be a doctor, you'll never be happier doing something else. If God wants you to be a lawyer, you'll never be happier doing something else. And a matter of fact, you'll never make God happier than doing what God wants you to do. And if God wants you to be in full-time Christian service, if God wants you to be a missionary, you'll never be happier than being a missionary. You know, Jonah is a short book of the Bible, but four different times it mentions that God had prepared something. The Bible says God had prepared a great fish. God prepared a gourd. God prepared a worm. God prepared a vehement east wind. And let me tell you, God has prepared some things for you. The Bible says, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. You know, at the end of your life, you're going to be very happy if you follow whatever it is God wants you to go, to do whatever it is God wants you to do. John 14:2 says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. God is preparing for you. And really, that's what happened in the book of Jonah here. God had prepared a people, and he had a message that he wanted sent. And he specifically chose, out of every human being on the face of the planet, God said, I want you to go. Number two, Jonah had an excuse on why he didn't want to go. And God does not accept excuses. If you look at Jonah chapter 4, look at verse 1, the Bible says, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled unto Tarshish, before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Now imagine hating a group of people so much that when God spared them from judgment, you asked God to kill you, not once, but twice. Now, in some ways, if you can believe it or not, I believe Jonah gets a bad rap. Because I want you to imagine this. I believe probably every single person in the stool, every student is too young for this, but the staff and so will remember this. I want you to imagine that it's November of 2001. At this point, the attacks on the Twin Towers have already taken place and the other places of the country, Pentagon and so forth. And at this time, the media has repeatedly played over and over and over the footage of these gruesome attacks. At this point, some time has passed, and we know who it was that perpetrated these attacks. And you've seen footage of the people of that country burning American flags, shouting death to America. You hear stories of them killing Christians because they are Christians. And let's say that you, you're in New York and you knew of somebody personally. You had a cousin or an uncle or somebody that died in the attacks. And then God came to you in December of 2001 and said, I want you to go to that country and I want you to preach the gospel. How many of you would be willing to go? Now, I don't want to go there and die. I don't want to be a martyr. These are people that hate you, and these are people that hate my country. You know, the capital of Nineveh was Assyria. I'm sorry, Nineveh was the capital of Assyria. And they had a reputation for killing God's people. They were the enemies of God. Even God said that their wickedness has come up before me. They were a very wicked people. And God did not even want them to perish. God wanted them to come to the knowledge and, of him and have a relationship with him. But it goes even further than that. There was a prophet at that lived the same time as Jonah. And his name was Hosea. And he had prophesied that one day Assyria, Nineveh, was going to come to that country and conquer that country. Now imagine if everything I just said was true. God called you to go to that that Middle Eastern country in November, December of 2001. And not only that, but there were the best preachers in America was prophesying that one day that Middle Eastern country is going to come to America and it's going to conquer America and put America into slavery. You know, Jonah may have thought that, you know what, I'm doing a good thing. I'm going to run away. And if I run away and I don't preach God's message, because if I go down there and I preach God's message, there's going to be some of those people that turn to God. And if they turn to God, God's going to have mercy on them and God's going to spare them. But if I go away and they never hear that message, then perhaps they'll be destroyed and I can save my people. Now, you could make the argument that he had a good excuse, but God did not accept that excuse. God does not accept excuses. The next thing I want you to learn is that God's plan cannot be improved upon. So God wanted Jonah to go to Nineveh. He went to Tarshish. Tarshish was, geographically speaking, if I could show you a map, the exact opposite direction of where God wanted him to go. Literally, he was going 2,500 miles away. He was trying to go that far away. He was trying to get as far away from Nineveh as where he could possibly go. But why Tarshish? The Bible doesn't tell us, and I'm very hesitant to say definitively why someone did something if the Bible doesn't say. But when I read the Bible, I try to put myself in the Bible. I try to not just read the stories, I try to imagine what this person may have been thinking. Not only what did they do, but why did they do it? What would possess somebody to do something like that? And that helps the Bible to come alive to me if I try to put myself in the story and try to understand people's motivations. You know, perhaps he thought that, you know, I can go to Tarshish and I can get a good job there. You know, I can go there, I can make some money, and perhaps he thought that he could help out his people by sending some money back to Israel. And there's been many a young person that you felt the call of God on your life, but instead of doing whatever it is God wants you to do in full-time Christian service, you say, you know what, let me get a good job. Let me make some money. I can give some money to missions, and I can help more people by giving the money to missions, even though God wants me to go out in full-time Christian service. And I'll tell you right now, his people were helped by Jonah going to Nineveh than if he would have made it to Tarshish and made some money. He may have thought that he was helping his people by going the opposite way so that Nineveh would hopefully be destroyed and that they would not come and enslave his people. But let me tell you, Israel was helped more by him going to Nineveh and preaching God's judgment and God using that to turn people to him than if he would have made it to Tarshish. God's plan cannot be improved upon. I want you to know that. Lastly, God wants to use you. God knew everything about Jonah, and he still chose to use Jonah. I mentioned this yesterday, but God knows every single thing about you, and he still wants to use you. There's no secret with God. You may be able to hide things from your parents. You may be able to hide things from your teachers, your pastor, but nothing gets past God. He knows all about you, and he still loves you, and he wants to have a relationship with you. God knew that Jonah would rather the people of Nineveh die and be judged, go to hell, than for him to go down there. And God used somebody like that to preach a message that God used to turn what seemed to be an entire country to him. And like I mentioned before, it is not necessarily your personality, your charisma, your knowledge, your anything that you possess. The most gifted speaker in the entire world has never helped one person. God is the one that does it. And God knew that he was stubborn enough to go into the belly of a whale for 3 days. And really, what greater way to introduce yourself to a group of pagans that believed in a deity of a fish god, Dagon, than to be vomited almost on their shore by a whale? Okay, God knew exactly what he was doing. So God knew everything, and he still chose to use Jonah. God knows everything about you. He still wants to use you. And let me just end with this. You know, I believe that God wanted to teach us some very specific things about him in this book. And he wanted to teach specific people. He wanted to teach Jonah that he wanted one of his prophets to know how much he loved the whole world. And it wasn't just Israel. Israel is God's chosen people even today. But he loves the entire world, even those wicked people. And he wanted his prophets to realize that, look, I'm glad you have a heart for Israel, but I have a heart for the whole world. Next, he wanted the people of Nineveh, God wanted to show them a group of people that he isn't willing that any should perish. And I believe he wanted to show Israel that, look, if I spared Nineveh, this wicked country that even the people of Israel would agree, yes, this is a wicked people. And God said, he wanted to show them, I believe, that if I would spare them, how much more would I spare you if you would turn to me? And for you and me, I believe that just like these points illustrate, I believe God wanted to show us, number one, that God can use anyone. God doesn't accept any excuse. God's plan cannot be improved upon, and God wants to use you. Pastor.